Is everyone back? Okay, so we saw the general idea before of taking the limit. And in the interest of time, I'm going to skip over doing any more examples like that. And I'm going to pretend that we saw a pattern forming. Okay? And what we're going to get into is the first rule of differentiation, you know, some really scary stuff. So this is the power rule. If any of you have read the notes, you'll have seen it before. Let's see if I got the right thing. Okay, so what we're going to, I'm going to just write it up on the board here. Or actually, what? I've got it on the slide. You guys can all see that? So, we've got f of x is equal to x to the n. Then the derivative of x to the n is n x to the n minus 1. Okay? Now, this does actually work for any n, not just integers. It works for negative numbers. It works for fractions. It actually also does work for other kinds of numbers, but we're not going to get into that. We'll stick to the reals. Sorry? Yes. I actually wasn't sure, and I spent yesterday proving it. not kidding. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to just try a few examples really quickly. I showed you what would happen with x squared from the limit definition, so let's try x cubed from this rule here. Okay? Can you guys see me if I write over here?
Yes.
Okay. So we have f of x is equal to x to the third, or x cubed. Okay? So there was a lot of discussion over the break about my notation, called Leibniz notation. I know a lot of you have seen this notation here, called prime notation. You may have even seen a dot notation. That usually refers to a derivative with respect to time. But just so you know what it was, you'd have f dot. Okay. Now, that would usually be a derivative with respect to time. I'm going to stick with Leibniz notation. I when I was in high school, I was a big fan of the prime notation because I didn't have to write as much and I was lazy. but as you kind of move up in what you're doing in mathematics, you'll just find that this is the notation that becomes a lot more helpful when you start into things like partial differentials, which we'll get to later today, and integration. Okay. Also, when you get into differential equations, it's really important, and things like that. Okay. So just trust me for now. And we're going to stick with this notation. So what we're going to do is we're going to follow our rule. Okay. So this is our n. We bring the 3 down in front, like that. X, 3 minus 1. Everyone following? Haven't lost anyone yet? And that's 3x squared, which is 3 minus 1. We're all good with that? Okay, now this is a really important rule, so I'm going to drill you guys on a bunch of examples. So let's write us another problem set time. Let's see if we can get these both up on here at the same time. I guess not, okay. I'll write the rule up on the board while you guys start in on these. Do you have to write those? You can write the power. Thank you.
broken out the ice, check the people around you, see if you both agree. If you disagree, arm wrestle. As you notice, it's a lot easier than using a land duck, isn't it? You can do these ones in your head. Practice, listen to your face. Look at it, got it.
I don't know much about what you're trying to do.
Related. It could be simple to check some off the back, to be ready to board.
Okay. I'm going to pull it back to it. Okay. So has everyone gotten through those five questions?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a quick rundown of the answers. So question one, what's the answer?
7x
to the 6th. Okay. I can write this down for people. All these pieces of chalk are tiny. So it's going to look like this. Okay? So that's the answer to the first one. Answer to the second one.
5 over 4.
Here, why don't you say it for everybody here? Why don't you say your answer up loud so everyone can hear it? Say your answer so everyone can hear it.
5 over 4. It's the fourth root of
there you go. Like he just wrote it up on the board. Can you guys see that? Yep. So is everyone okay with that? If we're having any problems, we'll go through them in detail. What about question 3? Anyone?
It's negative theta to the negative second.
Yeah, or you can write it as negative 1. Over theta squared. Whew, toughy. The next one, we've got to y to the 1/2. Who's got the answer for that one?
Yeah, 2 over root 1.
2 over root 1?
Why?
Why? Here, write it down and see. We'll just see how it works. So who's going to disagree with that? Okay. That's okay. It's okay. Let's have someone else who hasn't spoken up yet. Okay, how about you?
What
are you saying? 1 over 2. Yeah, there we go. 2 root pi, or root y. There we go. Pi. And now we're happy. Yeah. Okay. What about for last question? Who's got an answer for that one?
1.
Does everyone see why we got this? This is a kind of important one. Do we want to go through it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to do it over here.
I wrote it this way. Some people had it. They're all.
Okay. So we have the. Okay, so what we've got here. You guys listen up, please? We've got x to the power of 1 is what that count says. So what we do is we pull the 1 down in front, 1, and then we put x to the 1 minus 1 power. And 1 minus 1 is?
0.
Okay, so what we have is x to the 0. And anything except for 0 to the 0th power is always 1. Does that clarify it?
Do we have to specify for x not equal to 0?
No.
This one doesn't work out to be
1. This one, yeah, this one just, we just take it as.
So we don't even think about x at 0.
Take it as a general case. Okay, so does that, is everyone okay with those questions now? Okay, we're going to move on to the rules. Scary, scary rules. Oh my gosh, you can see color. So that's the rule we've got, the power rule. Okay. Now that's really nice, but it's a very limited kind of thing that we can differentiate, right? All we can do is sort of a variable to a power. And so that doesn't give us a lot of range of different things we can differentiate. So we need more rules. Okay? And we're going to just keep extending the rules to do more and more. We're just going to build off that. So the next rule I want to introduce you to, I call the constant rule. Here. Okay? So if I've got a constant function which it looks like that. Okay? So it's just a straight line. So we'll say that this is at C, the line C. No, that's not the speed of light. Not in this case anyway. It's just a constant. So when we differentiate that, it's actually just 0. So if we think of this in terms of rates of change, as we go along in time here, how are we changing relative to the y-axis? We're not changing. So it makes sense that it would be 0. So that's our next rule here. If f at x is equal to c, the derivative is 0. Simple enough? Okay. So for example, if I gave you f at x is equal to 37, what's the derivative?
0.
Okay. So we're going to go on to the next rule, constant multiple. Ooh, that looks scary. It's not. Did I use a prime notation?
No.
It looks less scary in prime notation? Yes, that's true. Okay. So do you want me to do it in prime notation just so you guys can see it that way? Or not. Okay. So we're going to have g of x, I think this is how I've written it, is equal to c f of x. Okay? So to take the derivative of g, we'll just do it with the prime. It's going to be equal to c f prime. If you want to look at it in terms of the Leibniz notation, sort of like moving the Leibniz notation just right over that, just sort of moves through past the constant and just hits the f. Okay? Is that okay with everybody? Okay. So I'm going to give you another example then. What was that? Okay. Oh, that's culture. These are not meant for short people, are they? I'm not even that short. Okay, so let's let, if I give you g of x is equal to 5x to the 6. Does anyone want to come up and try it? You want to give it a shot? Okay. And you are Amy from Australia. There we go.
Okay, well, you have your constant, so it's...
Hold on, one second. What is it equal to?
Gx. No. F of g, no, g. I hate
that's okay.
Gx of x to 6. Okay, so that's 5 times from our first
from the power rule, yeah.
5 times 6x.
You were fine.
Yes,
okay. In your face, yeah.
X to the 5.
Perfect, yeah. Did everyone follow how she does? Very good, thank you very much. Did everything right but the notation, that's pretty good. Notations are just details, so it's not that big, that's not a big problem. So what we did is we've got the function, we've got the constant up front, so we just move the operator through, so we do the x on that, so we use our power rule from before, we've got 5, pull the 6 down, 6 minus 1 is 5, and then you multiply 6 and 5 gives 30, x to the 5th. Is that okay with everybody? Good, so we got one more rule before we do through another problem set. Some rule, another scary looking one. This one's actually a lot simpler than it looks. Everyone okay with that? Okay, so the sum rule says that if our function has one thing plus one thing, just take the derivative of the one thing, add it to the derivative of the other thing, and you get your overall derivative. Now that's kind of a hand-wavy look at it, but we've got the same basic idea up here. So I'm going to just give it's probably easiest to see if we just try an example. Here. So if we say h of x is equal to x to the 9th plus 5. Okay. Does anyone want to try it, or should I just do it? Okay, I'm just going to do it. So we have dh, dx. Okay. So we move the derivative through, so we do the derivative of this plus the derivative of this. So the derivative of x to the ninth, dx, plus the derivative of 5, x. So which rule do we use to solve this?
Power rule.
So 9x to the 8. Okay? And which rule do we use for this?
Constant rule.
There. So your answer is just 9x to the 8. Good? So everyone's really comfortable with those?
No.
No? Well, you're about to be, because we're trying questions. Okay, so I've got a couple questions for you guys to try, and we'll walk around and give you a hand when you get it.
Can you just put up the rule for one more session?
Sure, sorry. Sorry, I sort of forgot I couldn't keep them up there at the same time. Everyone's got those down? I'm just going to put these up on the bottom so you can start. Oh, Karen apparently can't see it. Is that okay with everyone if I put on the questions? If you need one of the rules, I'll let you know what it is. I forgot I couldn't keep the rules.
Careful, number 3 and number 4. We don't have a rule for something like that yet.
We can. So maybe there's another rule you can do.
Have your gradient. Think about to apply for the community.
Just think about just the rules you know how to use. If you do know how to do further rules, like general. Hold on. It's a good exercise to try and do it this way.
I'm going to try to do it. Check with your neighbors. If you agree,
tell each other how to do
I'm
You'll bring out the kids for zero.
Okay, can you guys listen up? Ooh, that worked fast. Okay, so let's go through our answers for these. Who's got an answer they want to share for question one? You can write them up.
Sure. The answers are right now.
If you just shift them over, so they've got
it. I can shift them over and
so who wants to give the answer for question one? Someone who hasn't, you haven't responded yet.
2 times x.
2x, absolutely. Is that okay with everybody? Awesome. Good. For question two, and if you're wondering, that's a phi. That is a phi, capital. Okay, so who wants to give a shot at this one?
45.
Absolutely. 45 e^4. Everyone okay with that? Awesome. Okay, so question three.
2t minus 4.
2t minus 4. Is everyone okay with that one? You had to expand this one. You're not okay?
I'm just going to ask one question.
Sure.
Could I apply the thumb rule at the whole thing? Just move it to the beginning?
In this case, you can, but no. Generally, you couldn't do power rule. You could do power rule and then chain rule. Okay, and we'll get to the chain rule. But what I wanted you to do is actually expand it out. And when we get to the chain rule, I'll show you how. I mean, because say I had t minus 2 to the power of 7. No one wants to expand that out, so we have another rule that gets very helpful. But with squares, it should be very quick to expand out. Okay? But you're right. You can. There are things, other ways of solving this question. For question 4.
15x to the 4th plus 18x squared plus 3.
Absolutely. Does anyone want to walk through this one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this one? Okay. I'm even going to do it right in front of you. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to rewrite y. You guys all listen, please? So the first thing I'm going to do is expand out the x squared plus 1 squared, okay? So does everyone know how to, I hope everyone knows how to do this, right? Okay, so what we get, x to the 4th, that's x squared squared, plus 2x squared, which is x squared times 1 plus x squared times 1. Guess those two terms there, plus 1, which is 1 squared. Okay? Plus 7, yes. Sorry, I hadn't gotten it yet. Okay? So now that we have, we're gonna also multiply this through here. 3x to the 5th. So we're just putting this across the bracket. Is everyone okay with that? Okay? Now 3 times 2 is 6, and x to the 3rd. So we've got 6x to the 3rd. And then the 3x times 1 is just 3x. Plus 7. Okay? So we haven't even started to differentiate yet, but these are the steps that we need to do beforehand. Now we differentiate. Okay? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to just look at this term. Because remember, by the sum rule, what we want to do is take the derivative of this term plus the derivative of this term, and this term. So we keep going like that. So then we have the constant multiple rule for evaluating just this term here. So we move it past the 3. So we have 3 dx to the 5th dx. Okay. And then similarly here, the 6 dx cubed dx plus 3 dx dx plus 7. Oh, well, I guess dx, sorry. There we go. D7 dx. Okay? So when evaluating this one, we use our original power rule. So we get 3, 5x to the 4th plus 6, 3x squared plus, and that's, remember, we had the dx dx, and that's 1. So we just have 3 times 1. And then we use the constant rule here, and that's 0. Okay? So then all you do from here on in is simplify. We just multiply 3 times 5 is 15, x to the 4th. 3 times 6 is 18, x squared. And then that's just 3. And that's how we get the answer. Is that okay with everybody? Good. Because we're going to move on to more rules now. You thought you had enough of them, eh? Okay. So this is all fine and well if we're doing polynomials. Okay? But there are functions other than polynomials. Who can name one? Sine. E to the x. Anyone? Cos. Cosine? Anyone else? Logarithmics, yeah, the natural logarithmics. We can get into the arc side. We're not going to get into like the arc sine and all those kind of fun stuff. Delta functions and such. So these are the ones I want to show you. These are known ones. There are, and I encourage you to look up on the internet derivations for them, because they do seem very arbitrary and out of nowhere. But they are very, they're trickier than the derivation I showed you with the limit. So we don't really have time to get into it today. But I encourage you to look them up. They're really interesting stuff. So we've got 4 of them here. So we've got the derivative of e to the x is e to the x. How so? That's what it is. Again, I encourage you to look it up. But yeah, this is one of those ones that they've worked out, and that's what it is. Okay. Can you guys keep it down while I'm talking, please? Thank you. So then we've got the natural logarithmic here, the ln. So the derivative of ln absolute value of x is 1 over x. Does anyone know why we've got the absolute value? Speak up. Can't be negative, right? Ln isn't defined for the negative values of x. So that's what we have for that one. And then the derivative of sine is cos. And the derivative of cos is negative sine. Okay? So we're going to try a few examples with this, just to see what it's all about. Turn this board up. You. Come on. Can you differentiate this for me? Yeah, thank you. So what rule did you just use there?
The power rule.
The power rule. Does everyone see that? Good. OK, next. What rule did you just use there? We used another rule as well. Some rule. OK. And then you used the trig, the fact that sine, the derivative of sine is cos. Yeah? Thank you. And that's, and why haven't you done anything with the two?
Because you have to find actually a positive rule. You bring it down.
Zero. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Okay? So do you guys all see what we did here? That's also, you can also do that with the constant rule. Okay? So is everyone okay with that one? And hopefully you'll keep it down now, right? Okay, so that's one example. And is everyone okay with that one? So I'm going to leave that one up here. I'm going to try another example over here. Okay. I want you guys to be able to specify what rules you're using for it. Because when you're doing math later on, if you're given a set of axioms, you need to be able to say which axiom or which principle you're going to be using to prove each step. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to get you guys doing and thinking that way and being able to say what you're using. Okay? Because it's not good enough to just be able to do it. You need to be able to explain it to other people. Okay? So who wants to come up and differentiate this one? You're up. No one was talking for me to pick on. So.
Yeah,
give that a shot. You can't see the rules. You can't see the rules? I'll give you a hint. Ln absolute x is 1 over x. Awesome. What rule did you just use there?
Constant rule.
Constant rule, absolutely.
Over.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. So did everyone see how she did that? Use constant multiple, and then what the identity of ln is. Oh, yes. We want to DM.
Yeah.
That's right. Seems silly, but yeah, you do get caught in that a lot. And one more I'd like to try. Let's be over on this side. We haven't been on this board for a while. Okay, I'm just going to try one more example up here. I'm sure you guys can guess what function it's going to involve. This is a nice simple one. Who wants to come up and do this one? Awesome. It's a long walk. There you go. Give it a shot. And let us know what rules you're using. Exactly. So does everyone see how that worked? You pull up the floor, and we've got the same derivative there. Okay? So is everyone okay with those? Those are nice known ones that we can just use. But that gives us a very limited range of what we can do with these other functions, right? Because all I can give you is e to the x. But sometimes we have e to the x squared. Or we have sine 2x, for example. Okay? And so to deal with those ones, we need other rules. So, more rules. Chain rule. This is the one I've been making a bit of a fuss about. This is one of the reasons I like to use Leibniz notation. You know how I said it's not a fraction? Don't think of it as one. Okay, well, let me think of it as a fraction. Okay? You can see here, the DG and the DG, if these were fractions, they'd cancel. Okay? Because when you multiply them together, they'd cancel through. So it's a way of thinking about it. Is it actually a fraction? No. But it's what I'd like you to think of it as, just as a way of remembering the rule. And Leibniz's rule just has a nicer way of writing this than you would with the prime notation. Okay? I don't have any boards that I can reach. Does anyone mind if I erase this example? Okay. So we're going to try an example to see how this chain rule actually works. Because it's all good and well to see it with those, but let's actually see how it works. So I give you f of x is equal to ln 2x. Okay? So df dx is going to be equal to d. D ln 2x differentiated with respect to, okay, so when we have a d dx, we're saying f is differentiated with respect to x. So now we're just going to differentiate with respect to 2x, okay? Because we don't know the ln derivative for 2x. We know the ln derivative with respect to x. So that's how we're going to write that. But then we don't have what we want. Okay? So do you all see how I just applied the chain rule? Okay? I differentiated with what was respect to inside of it, and then I took what was inside and differentiated that. Okay? And so then just solving this out, the derivative of ln is 1 over x. So this is our x now. So it's 1 over 2x. Okay? That's that part there. And then to get this part, it's our power rule and constant multiple. So what we're going to have is just 2. Okay? Because the derivative of x is 1. Can all see that? You have a question back there? No? Okay. And so then the 2's just cancel through, and our answer is 1 over x. Any questions? On that one?
Well, please, we can do also weird logarithm properties.
Good for kids, that. But this is, when you're differentiating big things,
yeah.
We use the rules. Okay? Yeah, you can use it. How much of a pain is it to use that? These rules are an ideas of, we can always do this from the limit definition, too. Who wants to do that? Okay? So, remember earlier when we were doing, we had a function, sir?
Wouldn't it just be x? 2 over 2x is like 2 over 2x would just be x, wouldn't it?
1 over.
Sure, here, why don't you come up and explain your confusion? You know, other people might have problems with it too.
I'm just kind of like
flipped around.
On top and I think I have it backwards.
Well, here, if I show you another, what if I show you this? Okay. If I erase this, fraction of alpha, I'll leave that up.
D2x.
Yeah. This part here is equal to 2dx. Is that part of your confusion?
No.
Or is it the 2x down here?
No, it's the next one down.
This one here?
Yeah. I think I was trying to put the x on as the numerator, not as the denominator.
Okay. The definition of it is we flip it underneath, right?
Yeah.
So we just take everything there and put it underneath, and that happens to be 2x. That one's going to give it to us on the numerator, and so then they cancel. Because when you multiply them together, you get them canceling out. Is that okay?
Yeah.
A little better?
I got the canceling, I just flipped the x around in my head.
That's okay. It's okay. I'm going to try another example, and I'm going to try this one I was mentioning before, if we take something to a higher power than 2, if we have a polynomial to a higher power than 2, it gets very complicated to do. So I'm going to give us we're going to look at an example of that and see how the chain rule helps. Okay? So no one really wants to be doing this one by multiplying the set 7 times. It's just not fun. Okay? Most of these are in the interest of making things easier. Mathematicians aren't exactly... They're lazy people. We want to make this simple, right? Particularly physicists. Do you want to talk lazy people? No. Okay? So to find this derivative, what we're going to do... So what we're going to do is we're going to differentiate this whole thing with the stuff that's in, with respect to the stuff that's inside. Okay.
Is
it? Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. That'd be funny if differentiating with respect to something else. Yeah. So what we're going to do, sort of like with the power rule, we'll just say that this is all one buried thing. Okay. So it's like it's burying it underneath something else. So we can just look at differentiating with respect to that. Okay, so we look at that as one variable, and it'll be power rule on this one. Okay? But then we need to differentiate this. With respect to x. Okay? Really tiny pieces of chalk. So is everyone okay with that step? Yeah? Okay, so what we're going to do is use power rule on this one. We bring the 7 down in front. We have our variable. And we subtract 1 off the power. Okay? And then we differentiate with respect to this. So what we're going to get here, take the 3 down, that's the power rule, and then we're using the sum rule, take the derivative of this one, and that's the constant rule, so we get 0. Okay? So you end up with 3 times 7 is 21, x squared, 3 to the x, 4 to 6. Is everyone okay with that? So you can see it's a different way of doing what we were talking about before. Okay, I've got one more rule for you, and then we'll have another set of questions. Okay, and this rule, in some ways it's probably simpler than the chain rule. But it looks nasty. This is the product rule. Okay? So what you have is you've got a function where it's 2 functions multiplied together. We take the derivative of one of them, multiply it by the other function, take and then take the derivative of the other and multiply it by the other function. Okay? Is that okay with everybody? Let's try it with an example. We're going to try it with a similar idea to what we did before. Take an example that we know how to do by another method. And just we'll convince ourselves that this is true, okay? It's what's known as a hand waving proof, okay? Okay. So if we multiply these two together, we'd have x to the 9, and we'd be able to solve it just by the simple power rule, the very first one we learned. Right? But instead, we're going to try and solve it with the power rule, which is a far more complicated way of doing it, I understand. But it's just to try and convince ourselves that it's actually true. Okay? So, we'll leave this one alone and differentiate with respect, or differentiate this one. And then we add that to leaving this one alone and differentiating that one. Okay. So we have the x squared. We differentiate this with the power rule. So 7x to the 6. Differentiate this one with the power rule again. 2x. Okay. So just putting this all together, when we add up the powers because we're multiplying them, so what we get is 7x to the 8 plus 2x to the 8. Okay. And then these ones are the same, so we add them all together and we get 9x to the 8. Now let's just think for a second. So we know that this is equal to x to the 9. Right? So if we differentiate with power rule, let's take the 9 down in front, you get 9x to the 8. Okay? Now this rule is actually helpful to do other derivatives we wouldn't have been able to do. So let's try an example like that. Okay. Now here's a function. And this one can't be done with the power law, like so with the other one. We have to use product rule in this one. Okay? So, again, we're going to go through this idea. Or does someone else want to come up and try and do it? How about that? No takers. Who's talking? Here, there we go, get a volunteer. So she leaves the first function alone and takes the derivative of the second one, then leaves the second one alone and takes the derivative of the first one. Perfect. The derivative of cos x is negative sine x. And then we power, she used the power rule over here to get 2x. Perfect. Thank you very much. So we all see how that works now in a situation where we couldn't have used a different rule. And we're all comfortable with those rules? Good, so another set of questions. So we now have all the rules that we're going to use for differentiating. So we're going to give a shot. I've got three questions here, and I'd like you guys to give these a shot.
There is another rule for differentiation. It's f of g.
F of g.
Yeah, yes. I mean f of g. I'm going to write it on the chalkboard.
Do you mean the chain rule?
Not a chain rule, a different rule.
Oh, the quotient rule? The quotient rule, you can do with the combination of chain product. So I don't really like to teach it. I think it's.
I think you're right.
I'm going to
apply our
system.
Hard to believe, remember, everyone in the room is designed to make the world easier. You may not believe it.
Are you sure?
Everything you've done is based on the limit definition. And the limit is a doctor. So these are all shortcuts to make life easy.
Another one.
Right. And the other one means that she's looking at the problem.
We don't have a rule for doing the in the cow. One place is doing the cow. Each account is doing the cow. In the church of schools, it's doing the cow. Yes, the school. I'm not making it. There we go.
Thank you.
All you remember is you give it one, you give it one alone, and then you add your defense, then you go somewhere else. What does it mean? So here, the first one is alone, right? So here you want this one as Q. You've already done the derivative.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Hello. Ooh, that was loud. Okay, so we seem to be having quite a bit of trouble with these questions. We either have the people who've done this before and this is way too easy and simple and all this sort of stuff, or we've got the people who've never seen this before and are struggling. Okay? And that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry from either end. We've got people from all over the world, so even notations and things like that are quite different. So we are going to, after lunch, we're going to go through, we'll go through the solutions to these, okay? And we're going to go through a lot more examples. Okay, we're going to keep going through examples of derivatives. I realize this is going to be boring for some people, and I also realize it's going to be hard for the other people. Okay, so, you know, try and help each other out. If you see some, if this is really easy, then see how well you can explain it to someone. Okay, so see how you can help out the people around you. And maybe we can get past, like, so there's a lot of the language barriers and stuff like that. And so we're going to see if we can try and get past that as well. Okay? So you've got a few more minutes to look over these things, and then we're going to be going to lunch. All right? Is that okay with everybody? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you.
Integration. Perfect. So it gives you an idea of where we are. So the ones who have done it, help the people around you if you can as well. It's good practice. Good practice field to explain to somebody who hasn't had that skill set how to do something. And you know it when you can explain it. If you can't explain it, and maybe you didn't know it, like, oh. Yes. Anybody have first year university calculus? AP programs? AP level AP? AP level BC? So your job is to help. Don't throw them away. The trick is to explain it. Are you doing the job?
Yes.
Well, in your company, you mean that twice if you do all that, the you would do, divergence curls. That's it. 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 That's it.
What do you do for